People are drawn to the latest trends and top-of-mind events, so they often base investment decisions on recent market performance, even though the recent past may not be a good indicator of the future. Find out more at Athene.com.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. A traditional 401k retirement account is a good way to put money away for retirement. But so is a Roth 401k. We'll explain the difference in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. Consumers are in a better mood these days. U.S. household sentiment rose significantly at the beginning of May to its highest level in about 15 years. The University of Michigan, which conducts the survey, said it is mostly due to a bright economic outlook. Now, a few caveats. The latest survey of consumer sentiment was conducted before U.S.-China trade talks collapsed last week. Now, those surveyed who already had a wary view of tariffs and the impact on the economy had a much dimmer economic outlook. But the survey takers were surprised at the overall upbeat mood despite the ramp up in gas prices since January. And the journal's Heard on the Street team puts the spotlight on the housing sector and the lack of millennials lining up to buy homes. Heard on the Street's Justin Lehart writes that one of the peculiar things about the current economic recovery is how little housing has contributed. The roughly 68 million people in the millennial generation born from 1981 to 1995 have reached the age when people are likely to buy homes, but the Census Bureau says the home ownership rate among households headed by someone under 35 was 35.4% as of the first quarter of this year. That compares to 40% 2 decades ago. Millennials' desire to live in urban areas is one reason, but the recession that hit hard, just as millennials were entering the workforce, could be to blame as well, which ballooned unemployment among people in their early 20s to as high as 17%. The journal says the millennials are likely to join the housing market like their elders, but it might take some patience.
People are drawn to the latest trends and top-of-mind events, so they often base investment decisions on recent market performance, even though the recent past may not be a good indicator of the future. Find out more at Athene.com.
Most of our listeners who contribute to a retirement plan at work put money away in a 401k plan. But did you know you might also have the option of contributing to a Roth 401k account? Do you know what a Roth 401k is? Well, lucky for us, Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders is here to clear it all up for us. So, Laura, the traditional 401k has been around for about 40 years, but just recently, the Roth 401k is being offered by companies as a savings option.
Yes, well, recently in the last 20 years, but more and more companies are offering these options. A Vanguard survey said that I think about 80% of the plans it found had a Roth option, but not many workers are taking advantage of it. Like sort of 80% of companies, but 14% of workers are opting in. So that's a pretty big gap, and we suspect that's because they don't understand it or what to do.
And the difference between the Roth and the traditional 401k has to do with when the money is taxed.
Well, yes. As with Roth IRAs, if you have the money going into a traditional 401k has a tax deduction on the front end. But when it comes out, it's taxable at ordinary income rates. Those can be pretty stiff. Now, Roth accounts, you put in the money after tax. So it's a little more expensive up front, but you get to take it out tax-free when you retire.
Okay.
If you take it out before that, there might be some penalties.
So Uncle Sam gets you at one point, whether it's the near term or the long term.
He gets you on the front end or the back end. The question is, which one is better for you?
Okay.
So for a lot of younger workers, Roth accounts really make sense, especially Roth 401ks, if they can get them at work.
Because the tax rate may go up over time?
Yeah. If you're in the 12% bracket because you're 23 years old, and you can pretty well guess that your tax rate is going to be higher when you take the money out. And that is the finance specialist's rule of thumb. What will your tax rate be now versus when the money comes out? If your rate will be higher when the money comes out, it's better to bite the tax bullet now and pay tax at a lower rate.
And it might also be good for people who are approaching retirement.
Yes, because they have a better sense of what their tax rate is going to be. They really know, well, my tax rate, I'm moving to a low tax state, so my tax rate's going to be a lot lower, so maybe I don't want to do this, but or I'm going to stay where I am, my tax rate might be higher, maybe it's a good idea. So that, for older workers, is that they know more about what's happening to them. And the other thing that's really important is just tax diversity. You know, you want part of your retirement money maybe in a taxable account that got a deduction going in, and then part of it in a Roth account that's tax-free coming out. So it gives you a lot of flexibility.
And no matter which one you choose, the traditional 401k or the Roth 401k, you want to make sure you put enough away to trigger your company's matching.
Yes. If your company has a match, get that match. It will always be in pre-tax dollars, and you don't want to disadvantage yourself by only putting money in the Roth account if it's going to keep you from getting the match. Now, the dollars going into a Roth account can get a match, but if it's expensive for you, so you would save and not put as much in, you really want that match. That's free money.
So what the match means is just that if you put away 4% of your paycheck into your 401k, the company would match a percentage that they've committed to.
Yeah, sometimes one or two or something like that, right. Yeah.
Now, you're hearing us talk about Roth 401k, and you probably heard about a Roth IRA where you or your financial planner could put money away. But the Roth 401k, that is something fairly new. You said about 20 years old. Mm-hmm. But what's the difference there?
Well, it's an important difference. They are similar in that the money goes in after tax and it can come out tax-free. But they're different. People should think about whether they're going to need access to some of those savings. The great thing about a Roth IRA is that the saver always has access to the contributions. So if you put away, say, $5,000 or $6,000 a year into one and you need it as emergency savings to fund an emergency or to make a down payment on a house, you can take that out with taxes and penalties. It's much harder to get the contributions to a Roth 401k. So think about whether you're going to need the money.
All right. And check out Laura's story on WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Really good story that explains the differences and the benefits of both plans. And that's Laura Saunders here with us. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
And thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.